nothing heard. So with that, we'll continue on down our list to Ron and standby Tom. Ron, a couple questions for you. First off, you're going to be around at the end of the net for the net report. Second question is for our club meeting. I also mentioned at the end of the club meeting, anybody that has one of the Meshtastics will be doing an update for those. Is that a software update, Ron, or is that a firmware update that we're doing on the Meshtastics is the other question. And the other question is, were you going to the Midland Club meeting on Thursday? If so, let me know. I can give you a ride to the Midland Club meeting. All right, up to you, Ron, and stand by Tom. Go ahead, Ron.
All right, Mike. Yes, on the Midland Club. The first question I forgot already. Good Lord, short-minded. Anyhow, for the Meshtastic, it's going to be, you should be doing your own software updates on your devices, your Apple or Android devices. So those should come through automatically on your phone or tablet or whatever that you're using. So software devices, you update. We would be doing firmware updates. If you're behind on your firmware, we can do firmware updates with the computer itself. So basically, I've got to remember to bring a cable at least for that. Or you bring a cable for your device. It's got to be whatever. If you've got an Apple, you need whatever connects to your Apple to a USB-A. And I'll bring a cable, because I don't have Apple, I'll bring a cable that is USB-C to to the computer. No, let me take that back. Phone we won't need. Just USB-C. I'll bring the cable for that because all of the devices should be USB-C to upgrade the firmware. Let me break. And yes, I'll be here at the end of the end of the net for the report. Yes, I'm going to Midland, and I'll bring the cable for that to do updates for that. So hopefully I got all the questions answered there. Anyhow, for the rest of it, had a week of work, just like normal, nothing new there. Was busy on over the weekend, went up to Costco on Saturday. We had to pick up some things. We had a Halloween party to go to at a friend's house Saturday night, so my wife had to pick up some food for that. She wanted the same food that she got for my daughter's Christmas party or Christmas Halloween party last week, but again, Costco didn't have it. So it was a one and done type of thing, I guess. So we found some other things to make for the party and did that. Again, like everybody else, worked on leaves, worked on cleaning things up around the house, getting ready for winter. I did see in the report for upper north possibility of the white stuff on Sunday, or a mixture of the white stuff and rain. So it is coming. Temperatures only in the 50s for part of the week and then dropping into the 40s toward the end of the week. So unfortunately, the last thing I really have to get done, I have to get both of my motorcycles washed. This weekend would have been a good weekend, but I was tied up with too many other outside lawn things and other things to get to those. So hopefully Saturday I will get a chance to get them out of the garage, get them washed and back in so I can get the covers on them. And like Dave with your golf, the motorcycle riding weather is pretty much done. There was a few days I could have did last week, but it was just wasn't conducive to get the bike out and ride in 30-degree, 40-degree weather in the morning, which really doesn't bother me, but it just didn't feel like it. So those days are getting a little bit old. I don't do those as often as I used to 20 years ago. So that's what I got for right now, Mike. Thanks for doing that, KC8YVF.